Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. If you're driving on the toll road or Interstate 94 in northern Indiana anytime soon, remember to take a quick glance out your window. Chances are there's a wall of giant grass in the ditches. That's common reed, also known by its Latin name, Phragmites, a serious wetland invader that is putting a stranglehold on Indiana wetlands. Over the last two centuries, Indiana has lost 85% of its wetlands. Many of the remaining wetlands have been dramatically altered. They've been degraded by soil disturbance, increased sedimentation, nutrient loading, and salinization from road salt. These changes are bad for our native plants, but good for Phragmites. Phragmites competes with native wetland plants, and it plays to win. Once it's introduced, it'll quickly take over a marsh community by crowding out native vegetation, changing marsh hydrology, altering wildlife habitat, and increasing fire potential. Its high biomass blocks light to other plants and takes up all the growing space below ground, quickly turning a once diverse plant community into a Phragmites monoculture. How quick? A stand of Phragmites can extend its boundaries by as much as 50 feet in one season. Once it's established, it spreads like a thick blanket, smothering native vegetation and filling in shallow open water. Phragmites invasions also have a major impact on wildlife by reducing the quality of the habitat for the fish and migratory waterfowl that rely on the wetlands for food.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information on Phragmites and how the Nature Conservancy is working to reduce this threat to our native wetlands is available on the web at nature.org/Indiana.